It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As retailers hire seasonal workers, we examine Amazon's power and the tech giant's plans in Wisconsin. A new federal lawsuit our state is a part of charges Amazon with unfair business practices that stifle competition and raise prices for consumers. You can be part of the discussion. Call in with a question. Add your perspective. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Eugene Kim is chief tech correspondent at Business Insider. Eugene, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, Wisconsin and 16 other states, part of this Federal Trade Commission lawsuit. Lay it out for us here. How does this suit say Amazon is using illegal business practices?
Yeah, so the FTC is alleging largely two anti-competitive behaviors against Amazon. First one is they're saying Amazon keeps prices artificially high by using anti-discounting measures. So they basically punish sellers who offer lower prices on other online marketplaces, like Walmart, for example. So if someone sells the same pen at a lower price on Walmart, then that product on Amazon, it gets buried, and that seller basically loses all sales on Amazon.
So basically, Amazon uses that tactic then if that business puts its product on a different site for a lower price, there is some retaliatory action by Amazon?
Right, that's what FTC is alleging. And the sellers can't drop the price on Amazon because it's expensive to sell on Amazon. They have to use Amazon's, storage and delivery network. They have to buy ads on Amazon. The FTC estimates almost half of the seller's revenue goes to Amazon, but these sellers have no choice but not, to sell on Amazon because it's the biggest e-commerce platform in the U.S.
But Eugene, Amazon has this reputation that, we expect it to offer the lower price than another retailer that is selling the same item. But you say the FTC is arguing that consumers are paying higher prices because Amazon is manipulating the market. Can you explain those dynamics more?
Yeah. So the reason Amazon does this is because they want to have the lowest price in the market. Mm. But then the sellers, they have to keep their prices high on Amazon than other places because the delivery fees, the fulfillment service they use through Amazon, those are expensive. And without using those services, they lose good placement on Amazon's site. And that's the kind of the second part of the FTC's lawsuit. They say Amazon forces sellers to pay for these additional services like delivery and storage. And that locks the sellers into Amazon's platform. And effectively that cost trickles down to the consumers.
What could happen to Amazon if the lawsuit is ruled in favor of states and the Federal Trade Commission?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of future implications, right? It could hurt the company's growth. This number of sellers could drop. The product selection can also decrease. It'll hurt their stock performance, hiring. But, these things typically take years to complete. So it's really, it'll take some time to find out.
Let's turn to Amazon's workforce. They say they're hiring more than 4,000 full-time seasonal and part-time positions here in Wisconsin. What do current workers say about the workplace culture there?
Well, I mean, it depends on who you ask. But, fairly or not, Amazon has a reputation of having a tough workplace culture. Right? They're very data-centric. They track every performance metric possible. And, many workers, they say it's stressful to work there, both on the corporate side and, for the frontline workers at these warehouses. You know, there's been a lot of complaints, lawsuits, negative news reports highlighting the grueling working conditions. Most notably, warehouse workers not having time to even take bathroom breaks, or delivery drivers having to pee in water bottles, right? So these are all major problems facing Amazon. But again, depending on who you ask, there are people who like this cutthroat, you know, performance-driven culture. And, you know, to be honest, like, just looking at Amazon's performance, their business results, there's no question that whatever Amazon's doing, it's working very well.
We're discussing the reach of Amazon as the company faces pressure from regulators. It ramps up hiring, seasonal hiring in Wisconsin. Eugene Kim is with us, chief tech correspondent for Business Insider, who covers Amazon. You can join in with your questions, your comments along the way, 800-642-1234. So Amazon seeking to build two more distribution centers here in Wisconsin. How much do Amazon's distribution centers help local economies?
Well, I mean, it creates a lot of jobs. I think the estimate is around 4,000 new jobs coming. You know, Amazon, I think their average hourly pay is around a little over $20 an hour, which is significantly higher than the minimum federal wage or what most states offer. Amazon has almost 1.5 million employees around the world. So in terms of job creation, I think they do a very good job.
There was a recent report on Marketplace that Amazon is staffing up much more than other retailers for the holiday season. Are Amazon's forecasts on holiday shopping different from projections that are coming out of, say, Target or Kohl's?
Well, Amazon is, I think the investors largely expect Amazon to bounce back this year. Last year, Amazon's performance was largely, you know, a little disappointing for many investors after the COVID kind of supercharged growth period. There was a slowdown phase where they didn't live up to expectations. And so they went through a lot of, you know, cost cuts and scale back, a lot of projects, hiring freeze. And so it was a very difficult position, period. But in its most recent quarter, Amazon's growth reaccelerated. It became profitable again. So, you know, I think Wall Street is feeling a little better about it.
You had reported that the former CEO, Jeff Bezos, once told employees that Amazon is not too big to fail. How does the current CEO, Andy Jassy, view the future of Amazon?
Well, for Jassy, he kind of stepped in to his position at the, you know, the most challenging period of the company. The last 2 years, it's been a very turbulent and challenging time for him. You know, going back to COVID, you know, Amazon grew very rapidly, but then in 2021-22 period, that growth significantly slowed down. Jassy had to kind of oversee the whole scale back of expansion plans. He had to clean up a lot of aggressive pandemic expansion plan they had, which led to high turnover. A lot of long-term executives left the company, and some employees and investors were even calling for Jeff Bezos to come back as CEO. And on top of that, now Jassy has to deal with this FTC lawsuit. You know, and he needs to also prove that he's a visionary leader like Bezos was. Doesn't get the same type of tolerance from investors that, you know, he could spend on new ventures and invest on growth. Jassy doesn't get that same luxury, at least for now. And so he's being very cautious with a lot of new projects in grocery or personal devices, but he's still selectively choosing growth areas in healthcare, Prime Video, streaming content. And the results are starting to show, like I said, in the most recent quarter, they turned it around. And so I think investors, most analysts and investors are still pretty upbeat about it.
So, Eugene, you cover the ins and outs of Amazon. What news developments will you be following in the coming months? What should we be aware of?
Yeah, for corporate employees, I think the biggest concern right now is the return to office mandate. Amazon in February announced that all corporate workers have to come back, be in the office at least 3 times a week. That upset a lot of people who were initially hired as remote employees. There's been a lot of confusion. Amazon kind of poorly executed this. And in August, they announced that employees have to relocate closer to where their team is. Otherwise, they'll, effectively get fired. So this is kind of the biggest controversy within the company right now.
Eugene, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Eugene Kim is Chief Tech Correspondent at Business Insider. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.